Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5. We are backstage at Aftershock Day 3, and man, we got one hell of a lineup, including the one and only Breaking Benjamin, and we are here with guitarist Jason Rauch from the band. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Did
Thanks
I pronounce
for
the last name right?
It's close enough. Rau.
Rau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the CH
German,
is...
So yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Silent. Silent CH, Jason Rau. And you spell Jason differently.
Yeah.
J-A-S-E-N.
That's right. Yeah. My mom, I've been yelling at her for 43 years now about that, but here we are.
Anything personalized.
No. Yeah, just look me up. Oh, okay. Got it.
So before Breaking Benjamin, you were with a band called Red.
Sure was, yeah.
You were with them from 2004, 2009. We had a few of the singles that we had at Rock 104.5.
Sure did, yeah.
Breathe Into Me, Death of Me. What was the experience like in Red? And I know that Benjamin had wrote some songs for the guys in Red.
Yep, absolutely.
And so that's probably how you guys connected, and we'll get to that. But talk about your time with Red.
So time with Red started basically, I had worked in studios doing a lot of writing and producing in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band Red formed from that. We were all kind of roommates, and we ended up becoming a band. And doing that sort of thing. So during that time, we did a lot of touring, obviously. Had some success at radio. It was a great time. Love those guys. Just saw them the other day, actually.
Okay.
And but our time together touring, we toured with Breaking Ben a ton.
Right.
The previous lineup. And so Ben and I started writing together for each other's bands, for other bands. And then about 2010, both of us kind of took a hiatus from touring for a little bit. And worked on some stuff. I worked on some other records. And then when we reformed in 2013, 2014.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so here we are.
Very good. And you talk about co-writing with Breaking Benjamin and Ben. I Will Not Bow.
Yep, that was
you
right.
You were a contributor on that one.
Absolutely,
You co-wrote that song, and that was while you were with Red.
Yeah, and we were on tour together
On
that album. They were still wrapping up recording, so I did four songs with them on that record.
Okay.
And it was a wild experience. I mean, it was a busy schedule.
You helped write their second number one hit.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm honored, too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is incredible. And besides besides Red, besides Breaking Benjamin, you have also produced and played bass for Brian Head Welch's band, Love and Death.
Love and Death, yeah, I've done that as well because I've worked with Korn through the years.
Okay.
Done some writing with them and some things on the production side. So, known those guys for a long time as well.
Right.
Yeah, and it's this music industry, as you guys know, you're around long enough.
Yeah.
It gets smaller and smaller, you know.
Right, exactly.
And so, hopefully, you didn't piss too many people off and you're nice to the right people and, you know, nobody caught you on your bad days. So, I've been fortunate enough. 20 years into this, you know, to really have the opportunity to reconnect, like at festivals like this. It's such a cool thing to walk around like, dude, I haven't seen you in 5 years or whatever. There's lots of those moments happening.
So we talked about your music, your past. Let's talk about the important stuff. You're a girl dad.
Yeah. Times three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl dads.
All right. Yeah.
I got twin girls and they're just the light of my life.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Yeah. I talked to them. They're on their fall breakdown in Florida right now, so they're having
awesome.
Florida, though.
Yeah, they're in like the Panama City area, so they got missed.
Okay.
They're good. So yeah.
So, tell me about your family life. I mean, what do you do when you're not, you know, touring the world and being a rock star?
Oh, dude, I'm a volleyball dad, and you know, I'm just trying not to get kicked out of tournaments and games because they're just like, Dad, stop, just stop. And like, dude, ref, he sucks. Call it, ref. So I'm pretty passionate about everything that they're doing. They're really plugged in with volleyball now. They're doing the dual enrollment thing, so they're doing like the college and high school thing at the same
time. That's awesome.
So they stay busy, but I mean, obviously, we're gone as much as. We are. It makes it tough, but they've grown up in it. That's all they've ever known.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't feel like as a dad that there's a lot missing there because, you know, we have an obligation to stay connected, whether we're there 9 to 5, we're gone 9 to 5, we're gone 9 to 5 months, you know, so it really is, if you can put in the effort and we started real little with, thank God, with iPads and iPhones and be able to FaceTime. That was a game changer when that started.
Now, do you ever bring them out with you?
They've come out a couple times, not too much. So, they don't listen to rock at all. They're TikTok kids.
Whoa.
So they're like, hey, I don't know, Dad. Can I go to catering? You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So they grew up falling asleep side stage at our shows. So it is what it is. Yeah.
And then you've got the hat. Mm-hmm. You a hunter?
No, I'm not. Mostly because I've gone during hunting season. So,
okay. I mean, just to kind of.
I would love to, by the way.
Set the picture, camo hat with the bright orange logo on the front. You
my
know,
favorite.
Just, it's one of those things.
I love it. Yeah, I want to do an elk hunt. That's one of my bucket list things. So,
okay.
Yeah. I have some family that's out in Idaho. They do one every year, but like I said, I don't think our schedules have ever aligned to be
awesome.
Out there.
Very good.
Breaking Benjamin, 21 top 25 singles, 16 top 10 singles, 7 number 1 singles. How do you go about curating a playlist for a festival like this?
Oh, it, It's difficult, first of all. And, you know, on a festivals, we shrink our set time a little
right.
bit.
Right, yeah.
And so it's kind of like you want to do the greatest hits but also expose maybe some new material. You want
yes.
to change it up a little bit. But it does become a challenge, even on our headline sets. I mean, we could, like you said, if we did 16 songs, we wouldn't even play anything that wasn't at radio.
Right,
you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
And it's just been because of how fortunate we've been, but it's also been how long our careers spanned. So something we're thankful for, but it does create some interesting problems. The new thing for us, I think, is it's been interesting, is we have different metrics like Spotify now
mm-hmm.
or YouTube. You can see numbers. There's sometimes consumption from fans' perspective or songs they really gravitate towards might not be the ones that they were fed at radio
right. yes.
in 2010. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it really is an interesting thing. So we're able to kind of see those things, move them around a little bit. We've had some success with that, being able to change some things. But, every tour is a challenge.
When you are creating that set list, and what do you guys got, about 45, 50 minutes today?
We're doing an hour today. Yep.
Hour today yep. at Aftershock. What's your normal play time? Hour and a half, hour 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, mm-hmm. And the last time I had a chance to see you guys, I'm pretty sure it was the last time. Maybe it was an Aftershock. The dates and the years are kind of blending together these days.
Of course.
But you guys opened up for Korn in
yep.
Reno.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Just yep. before the world shut down.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we went home, and I remember we got, at the end of that run, I think we got back on a Tuesday or something like that, Wednesday, they pulled the plug and everything was shut down.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And at that show, Gavin Rosdale was side stage.
Yeah.
And Gavin Rosdale came up
That's right.
and did a song with
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
I think
was it
we
Come
did,
Down?
No, I think we did an Alice in Chains cover. I think we did.
Yes, yes, it was. It
was Them Bones?
Yeah, I think it was an yeah. Alice in Chains cover. How does that come about? Is Gavin big fans of the band?
Yeah, we were. So right after that, we were announcing a tour that we're going to do together.
Right, okay.
And obviously it didn't happen. It got pushed forward.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, 20 months later or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
But, so yeah, it was kind of a part of that rollout.
Okay.
You know, we kind of did something similar with Disturbed when we toured with them back in the day.
Right.
We played a venue in New York City, a small venue, and brought them up and did a David Bowie cover together, you know, so.
Right, okay.
It's just cool to align that way and something fun to do, give it an interesting announcement. You got tours and stuff coming up, but that was fun.
That is incredible. Now, earlier this year, I was reading some interviews that you had mentioned you guys are writing and
mm-hmm.
possibly recording some new music.
Absolutely.
Are we finally going to get that new album in 2025? Because the last full length came out in 2018, I believe.
Yep. So. I told you, speaking of people drinks, yeah. we are working on new music.
Okay.
And we will have an album out next year.
Okay, good.
And we have some new stuff coming fairly shortly. So we're pretty excited about it. I mean, it's something we've been working on. We've had a longer process with this album than we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things have changed, swapping between labels. This is post-COVID when this started picking up, so we were still trying to get our bearing there. We ended up doing a lot remotely. And we've gone from like 30 songs to cut down to 5 and then do some more and then,
okay.
you know, that kind of thing. And really tried to put some pressure on ourselves just because of the point of the career we're in.
Right.
It's easy to regurgitate the same things.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to try and just hit all the markers of like, well, we got to do this for radio or we have to do this for these fans or they expect it. So you want to be able to, I think, hit those little thresholds, but at the same time grow and more and mature as a band. And
right.
what does that sound like sonically? So, you know, there's a lot of Breaking Ben songs that have been written that no one's ever going to hear.
Right.
You know? And that's just some part of this process where in the past, I think, like if we were going to do 12 songs, we're going to write 12 songs.
And okay.
We'll work on those until they're right. Whereas this time we've done much larger batches of songs, really hone those in. So it's been a great process.
And we were talking to Scott from Local H yesterday, and we brought up how you go about pushing singles,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's the label, whether it's the artist. And you know, I was reading some things about the very first album, Saturate, with Breaking Benjamin. And there was a direction the band wanted to go. Label went a different direction.
Yep.
And so the album didn't take off as much as they wanted to because
yeah.
of the conflict there. How much influence do you guys have these days when it comes to
a
what
little
singles?
More than as a new artist, I will
okay.
say. It's still though we still really rely on that synergy with our radio team, our management.
Mm-hmm.
That that's what you delegate them to do. You
right,
know,
yeah.
And so you want to lean on them. They're not nobody bats 1,000, of course, but
mm-hmm.
There's so many stories in the music industry about bands that are like, if you release that as a single, we're going to break up. And then it becomes their biggest song that they're known for,
right.
you know, that those things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
But since the first album, we've been pretty aligned with the label and everything like that. The first single that we're releasing for this was a good discussion back and forth.
Okay.
We had the opportunity to screen a lot of songs with them, and we unanimously kind of landed on the first one together.
Good.
So, yeah, there wasn't any real conflict there. It was a good process.
All right, so, Jason, one thing we like to do here is we have a game called Fast Five. Mm-hmm. Now, usually I'm the one that puts together the Fast Five questions, but Kevin went ahead and he curated a Fast Five question. It's an either-or.
Okay.
So he's going to do that with you. Are we ready?
Absolutely. Now, I don't know, where are you originally from?
Northwest Chicago area.
Okay. Yeah. We've had a lot of Chicago guys come through, but
yeah,
you live in Florida now.
I'm in Tennessee now. I live in Florida for a little bit, but I'm in Nashville now.
Okay. Yeah. The girls are in Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that just screws up the whole thing. But I'm going to ask you Florida questions anyway.
Okay.
Ready?
You got it.
Canes or Gators?
Gators.
Disney World, Universal Studios?
Universal.
Okay. Bucks or Jags?
Bucks.
Tom Petty or Day to Remember?
Oh, man. A Day to Petty. I can't think of it. You know? Both. I'm going to say A Day to Remember. The interesting correlation there is Kevin Scaff, the guitar player, lives in Nashville, and we're doing a lot of recording at his studio.
Okay.
And so he's around all the time and working at his place. I'll see him here in a couple weeks at his house. So.
Okay. Let's go to Nashville then.
Okay.
Tootsie's or any other bar?
Any other bar.
You don't like Tootsie's, huh?
No. So that Broadway thing is a thing. You know, if anybody who visits has to go see it.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Tootsie's is legendary.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is, yeah. So that's one of the OG ones. It's one of the few OG ones that are still standing. So
I love Nashville. You can go into any bar any night of the week and hear great music.
Absolutely.
From someone you may never hear again, but they're phenomenal.
Oh, the talent pool there is... It's embarrassing, so to be honest with you. They're like, why don't you get up and play? How about no? How about you sound like you're doing a great job? You know? It's great. They're all savants, man. There's so much talent.
Keys or Bahamas?
Keys.
Keys. There you go. That's your Fast Five. Actually, five and a half.
I like it. I'll take it. I'll take it, man. Absolutely.
Thank you so very much. Jason Rao, guitarist, producer, songwriter, and father extraordinaire.
Thank
you. From
That's
Breaking
it. Girl
Benjamin.
Dad, baby.
Yeah, Girl Dads Unite. Thank you so very much for coming
Absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. Thank wait you for
your
time.
Can't wait for the set, and looking forward to the new record.
All
Once
right.
again, thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys soon.